So I wanted to tell you something. Unfortunately, it will be this liturgy. It will be the last one because for the kids, because the next one, it will be the 22nd of August. It will be this next Thursday, and it will be the Feast of Saint Mary. So we are doing two liturgies. One is too early. It will start at Vesper. We finish the Vesper. We know that when I say Vesper, you know what the meaning of Vesper. And after we have midnight praising from 9:30 to 11 p.m. I mean. And after that, we will start the liturgy right after the midnight praising. So the first liturgy, it will be around 11 something to 1 o'clock in the morning. This is the first one, first liturgy. The second liturgy, it will be 8:30 also too, but we'll ending by 11 something. If you can attend it, okay, I will arrange with the coordinators. But specific for kids, no, it's not. For the next Thursday, it will be the Feast of Saint Mary. So I was thinking about what I have to say, because I have to continue the order of the liturgy, what we are praying and have to know. And I'm not, I wanted to tell you only when I stopped last time, I finished the offering of the lamp, and I chose already the one orbana, the bread. How many bread should be in the plate? Exactly the odd number, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11. So also after I took one, the best one, I tried to take it. So after that, I go inside and I put some water on the orbana. Why I have to put water on orbana? Exactly, it represents the baptism of Jesus Christ. Wow, in Jordan. Very good, this is another thing. So after that, I go inside, and when I'm doing that, I put my hand on the orbana, and I remember all the names of who, for example, someone tell me, Abuna, please, can you pray for me? So I said, okay, so I take the names, and I put it on the orbana, and I pray in that moment. I finish Thanksgiving, and I finish everything, and go outside. So after that, I read the something named the absolution. So the first one here is offering the lamp. Okay, and this is what we are praying. I prayed before I finish. The last things I prayed here, I put the cover, and we said what does the cover represent? Sign off, like this cover on the altar. Yes. Yes, exactly. The rock on the stone on the tomb. Very good. And there is a small lefefa, small. You know it like a triangle. I put it on the top. What did it represent? Sign off. What they put on the? Yes, yes. The seal, yeah, exactly the seal in the stamp. Very good. So very good. So this represent. And So I bow in front of the altar, and I bow also to all the deacons. So after that, we go all outside. Why we have to go all outside the altar? Abuna will pray. He can pray inside, or he can pray outside to say the absolution. This is what we have, the absolution. But why all the deacons and everyone should be go outside the altar? Huh?
Jesus was in the tomb.
Exactly. And there is someone, was it in the tomb with Jesus? No. So that's why, exactly, perfect. So when we go outside the altar, it represents that everyone went outside the tomb, and Jesus Christ only he was inside the tomb. So that's why I'm asking all the deacons to go with me outside, and I'm reading the absolution of the servants. After the absolution of the servants, I'm saying here the absolution, may your servant, the minister of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy, I'm taking the absolution. I'm saying the absolution to everyone too. After that, after this absolution, the deacon should not be a deacon. For example, if anyone is come late, I can't bless his tonia. I'm talking to the deacons. So when you come to the church, you have to come before the absolution to take this absolution. That's why some of the deacons come late. So, because I try to do some exception, But unfortunately, I have to say to them, do matanya. You know what is the matanya? Worship. So they are doing three matanyas. Everyone come late. He's doing three matanya because he came late. Because he has to say, sorry God, I came late to you. So again, for the deacons, you have to come early before the absolution of the servant. Now we are going different things, which is named the liturgy of the world, the word. So what is that? So I'm starting the morning, the matin. I finish the matin. So we wear our tonia. We read the psalms, the hours, the third, sixth, or ninth hour, like today. And so after that, I say the offering of the lamp. This is what I chose already the urbana, and I finish everything, go outside, I read already the absolution. Now we start different things, which is liturgy of the word. What is the liturgy? We are reading three readings. First one, someone tell me what is the first reading we're reading? Huh? Pollen. What is a pollen? What is a pollen? It's named, yes, exactly, it's named pollen. Let's see that. Here. This is the pollen. What is a pollen? What is a pollen? It's coming, it's easy, coming from a word of Saint Paul, exactly. Saint Paul wrote gospel, right? Wrote the gospel? Old Testament? New Testament? I don't know. What St. Paul wrote? Huh? St. Paul wrote epistles. The Pauline epistle, exactly. But he wrote how many epistles he wrote? How many epistles? St. Paul, yes. 14, perfect. So St. Paul wrote 14 epistles. So we are reading. So before readings, I say like we are saying hiteni to all the saints, and Abuna also too. He give incense and go around. And we said that before, how Abuna is going to outside the church, here in the church, going from this way or this way. Yes, this way. Okay. Or this way, and how he's going? Go like that, and after, go around, come from here, and go to this way, and go to the other side, and go to the middle, and go inside. So, as if all the apostles went and everywhere to preach the word of God. So, as now, as like the priest, they present, like, the apostles and the disciples who went to everywhere to preach the word of God. So go back to St. Paul. How many epistles St. Paul wrote? I just said, yes. 14, perfect. So the first readings, it's from St. Paul epistles. The second reading, from what? What is the name of the second reading? Yes. The Catholic Epistle. Oh. Now I'm confused. If there is different epistles, like there is Pauline epistles and Catholic epistle. What is that? Someone tell me. What is that? Okay, we know now about the Pauline epistle. It's only from St. Paul. And St. Paul wrote 14 epistles. Perfect. What the others? What is the Catholic epistle? Huh? Okay. Look to the screen. This is the Bible. We have two kinds of epistles. One is only St. Paul, and St. Paul wrote 14 epistles. There is some other apostles, they wrote some other epistles, and we call them the Catholic epistles. Like who? James, he wrote 1. So count with me. Now we know 14 for St. Paul, right? We will know now how many epistles, the other epistles. James 1. St. Peter, 1 Peter, and 2 Peter. There are 3. St. John, he wrote 3 epistles. So 3 and 3, 6. Jude 1, number 7. Again. James, 1 epistle. St. Peter, 2 epistles. St. John, 3 epistles. And the last one is Jude. So we, how many epistles we have to read in the Catholic? 7, perfect. And how many epistles St. Paul wrote? 14. Who are the apostles who wrote the Catholic? Huh? Say 1. Everyone, I can say 1. Huh? Peter. Yes. Me, you're. Perfect. Yes. Yeah. Jude, okay. Perfect. To know it, it's easy. James and Jude, 1 and 1. Peter and John, Peter 2 and John 3. Easy to know it, okay? So this is the apostles. Sorry, this is the Catholic. What about, there is the third readings we are reading. What is that? Third one. Yes. What? The Coptic Epistle? What is the Coptic Epistle? What is that? No. Yes. What is that? Yeah. Yes. Acts. Perfect. So, also, if you open the Bible, we have the four Gospels. You know who are the four Gospels? The four Gospels. Four Gospels. Who wrote the four Gospels? Yes. First one. Okay. First one, huh? Matthew? The second? Okay. Mark? Huh? Luke? Last one? John. Perfect. So the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. After that, we have Acts. And that's why this is the third reading, it's from Acts. After the Acts, 14 epistles from St. Paul. And after that, all the Catholic epistles, James, Peter 2, 3 John, and 1 Jude. And the last book in the New Testament is Revelation book. Wow, now we know exactly the order of the New Testament. It's easy. First things in the New Testament is? The four Gospels. Who wrote the four Gospels? 1. No, not St. Paul. Matthew. Mark. Luke. John. 14 epistles of? The 14 epistles. Who wrote the 14 epistles? You said it before. St. Paul. Perfect. And we have 7 epistles from the other apostles. From the other apostles. Who? James. 1 James. And? 2 Peter, 3 John, perfect, and 1 Jude. And the last book in the New Testament is? Revelation book. The Revelation book. So the third reading, it should be the Acts. And the Acts it represents like it's a stories about what the disciples and the apostles did and how they preached the word of God everywhere, especially for St. Paul and St. Peter. Okay. There is another reading who Abuna, now the three readings that the deacons, they read the three readings. There's another reading we have to read it. Abuna only who reads this. What is the name of this reading? Yes. Synaxarion. Perfect. Synaxarion. What does it mean? It's an English word? It's an English word, right? Yes? Okay. Yes.
Stories of saints.
Yes.
Perfect.
For stories of saints who their feast is that day.
Perfect. So Synaxarion, it's a Greek word, named the feast of every day, the feast of the saints of for every day, the reading of the feast of the saint of every day. So we are reading Abuna come and say the first things he said like that. Like today, the ninth, for example, in today, the ninth month of the blessed month of Mizor, then maybe we have to learn how many months in the Coptic year, and we have to know it by heart too. But it's not, no, there is no time now to learn it. But the next time we have to know that, we have to know how many months and what is the name of all the months. So after that, I read all the saints, the story of the saints of this day, and after that we say, or we stand up and we have to pray all together. What? I can't hear. The Creed? Not yet. There is something we have to say to after we finish that. We stand up all. And every time I say, like, we have to say it with loud voice and all together, not the creed. There's two things I'm always doing that, yes. Agios, perfect. Perfect. So we stand up all and we say agios, and we say agios the three times. To know it 100%, what is that? Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. And Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. So this is what we are saying, agios, osios, all together. And Abuna, pray the litany of the gospel, and after that we read the gospel. Wow. You can imagine how many readings now we are reading. How many readings? Count. Remember, how many reading? Yes. Five. First one is Pauline. Catholic, Acts, no, with the Pauline, it's the 14 epistles. Number four is? John, this is one of the, Synaxarion, and the last one? The Gospel. Wow, during the liturgy, we are reading all the New Testament. Yeah, we cover the Gospel, the Epistle of St. Paul, the Epistle of all the other apostles, and also to what? The Acts. Only one book is missing. We are not reading it from the New Testament during the liturgy. You know what is it? Revelation book. Yeah, perfect. Only. So after we finish, we are reading all the gospel, and we finish, and We have to stand up all, and we are saying with loud voice what? Huh? Huh? What is it the last time?
The creed.
Exactly, the creed. So this is exactly what we are saying now. We finish the liturgy of the word, and we are praying together the creed of the church. We stop at here, at this here, and because next week we are not praying together, or because I have to pray the early liturgy. So I will try in the Sunday school also to give you the rest of the liturgy in Sunday school. Okay, and there is a convention, there is a retreat for grade 4 and to grade 8. They have a retreat, and they are doing the liturgy study during the 2 days. So now we have to stand up all, and we have to pray all together the creed of the Orthodox Coptic Church, and we have to read it loudly, like soldier. You know how the soldier is talking? You know? The deacons, come here. We have to read it all together. Ready? Loud voice. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, heaven and unseen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. And on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, and he sits at the right hand of his Father. And he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. This kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son, and worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess from baptism to the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Ich liel. Is more than a
possible.
O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man corruption and death within the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love and our apostolic kisses.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace, clean us from all blemish, O God, holy hypocrisy, all malice and remembrance often of evil intelling death, and make us worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Heat in the bread, and the water, cause the one more, the absurd, 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 the one more, the